Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about something that we're all pretty good at, but maybe we shouldn't be. I want to talk to you about excuses. I'm going to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 13, verses 10, 11, and 12, where we read this. Now it happened as soon as he had finished presenting the burnt offering that Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him that he might greet him. And Samuel said, "What have you done?" Saul said, "When I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that you did not come within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered together at Michmash, then I said, 'The Philistines will now come down on me at Gilgal, and I have not made supplication to the Lord.' Therefore, I felt compelled and offered a burnt offering." King Saul and the kingdom of Israel, they had a crisis and they needed God's help. The Philistines invaded Israel with a massive army, and they were ready to destroy the army of Israel. King Saul and the prophet Samuel knew that spiritual preparation before the battle was essential. So Samuel told Saul to wait until the prophet came to the army camp, and then he would lead Israel in sacrifice. But King Saul didn't wait. Afraid that Samuel was taking too long, Saul offered the sacrifice himself. Yet, it tells us that as soon as he finished offering the burnt offering, Samuel arrived. If Saul had trusted God and waited one more hour, how different things could have been. The last moments of waiting are usually the most difficult, and they tempt us to take matters into our own hands. Guilty of impatience, presumption, and taking the priestly office to himself, King Saul should have repented before Samuel, but he didn't. Therefore, Samuel said, "What have you done?" All Samuel wanted to hear was a confession of repentance. But Saul's response was a classic example of excuse making and a failure to trust God. Notice his excuses. His first excuse, "I saw that the people were scattered from me." It's as if he said, "Hey, I had to do something to impress the people and gain back their support." But if Saul had obeyed and trusted God, he would have brought victory over the Philistines with or without the people. He should have been more concerned with pleasing God than the people. Here's the second excuse. "You," Saul said to Samuel, "you did not come within the days appointed." If Saul obeyed and trusted God, God would take care of Samuel and the timing of everything. Even if Samuel was in the wrong, it didn't justify Saul's sin. We often blame our sins on other people. The third excuse was this: "The Philistines will now come down on me at Gilgal, and I have not made supplication to the Lord." But if Saul would have obeyed and trusted God, the Lord would have taken care of the Philistines. And then here was the fourth excuse. Saul said, "Therefore, I felt compelled." Even though Saul felt compelled, he wasn't supposed to be ruled by his feelings. He didn't have to sin. Friends, often it isn't our sin that in and of itself sinks us. Often it's all the excuses we make after our sin. So today, leave all the excuses behind and humbly confess and repent. Saul didn't, and that would be his ruin. Don't let it be your ruin. Forget about the excuses and come to God honestly and openly today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.